I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All of things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. I started out to follow Jesus many years ago. The road was sometimes slippery and my steps were often slow. I met with opposition, didn't quite know what to do. But I made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control the temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone. The battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight. My faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength, my confidence is true, and I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control the temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone. The battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight. My faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength. My confidence is true. And I've made up my mind to make it through. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control a temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life, you got the hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. I felt your presence to help me stand. Been guided through trials by the touch of your hand. When lost on life's journeys through valleys you lean, I know that you're everything I'll ever need. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life, you got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. You're my shelter in the wind, my cover in the rain. My joy when I'm happy, my healer in pain. You're my redeemer and you are my friend. You're my future beginning and end. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life, you got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. You're my shelter in the wind, my cover in the rain. My joy when I'm happy, my healer in pain. You're my redeemer and you are my friend. You are my future beginning and end. Here's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word.
Yes,
I've learned to depend upon his word. Yeah, it's easy for you and I. We take the Word of God very serious. We've learned to trust Him over the years. That's what kept us going, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 4. We start in verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, like the devil, eh? He's the tempter. And when the tempter came to him, he said, that's Satan talking now.
Mm-hmm.
Satan talks to people. Only thing they're not aware of it. If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. If thou be the Son of God. Jesus knew who he was. Because just a few months prior to that, he heard a voice out of heaven, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. He, the devil's trying to do, take your faith away.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But the answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's where you and I are. Try to train ourselves to live by the Word of God. As we're human beings and we mess up and we slip and slide, but we're bound and determined to get up again, dust yourself off, and keep on going. That's a little different translation here, see if it's any different. The tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. See what he does? He takes the Word of God and twists it. Takes it out of context, just like he did with Adam and Eve. Did God really say, if you are the Son of God? Try to take his faith away after he had fasted 40 days and then he came to him. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's where you and I are at. Und der Versucher trat zu ihm und sprach, bist du Gottes Sohn? See? Try to take his faith away. He knew was the Son of God. Bist du Gottes Sohn, so sprich, dass diese Steine Brot werden. Und der antwortete und sprach, es steht geschrieben, der Mensch lebt nicht von Brot allein, sondern von einem jeglichen Wort, das aus dem Munde Gottes geht. Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord, to give you thanks for just another day of life, for the many things you've done for us, Lord. Most of all, that you've allowed us to see this, your word, the timing of your word. You allowed us to see the hour we're living in, Lord. You've allowed us, cultivated us over the years, to prepare ourselves for this day and hour that we're now living in. You've given us your word. You've given us that midnight cry, the revelation of it, Lord. And you've led and guided us by that of your spirit for the last 30, 40 years. We're just so grateful, Lord, that you saw us worthy to do that to us, Lord. Even throughout all this persecution, that's all good and well, Lord. We're just grateful that you saw fit to allow us to suffer for your sake in the gospel, Lord. We just pray and continue to do it as you see fit, because we don't have no agenda. We don't have no program. We just depend on you on a day-to-day basis to give us something that's current, Lord, something to talk about, something that comes from the throne of God, Lord. Like I say, we don't have our own program. We don't go to a seminar or any of that. We just try to keep our ears tuned to what you would have us to say and do, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, we've, over the years, we've trained ourselves to live by the Word of God, and we were living in that compound. I began to realize more and more as I was growing up that system is not compatible to the Word of God, because let's say I would have someday become a preacher. Like, see, people want to be preacher. They mm-hmm. want to be the one that power. Mm-hmm. And let's say I never really did care for that position, but I wanted somebody to be in that position that you could trust, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty hard to find somebody that's true. Anyway, so let's say I would become preacher someday, and I tell them I would last probably one day, because they'd come and ask permission to go to the doctor. That's mm-hmm. what you gotta do. You gotta go to the preacher, and you gotta ask permission to go to the doctor. Well, hell. If they would come and ask me, I'd say, why would you ask me? I'm supposed to be your servant. I should be asking you. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, those that would be great among you, let them become your servant. It's an upside down society. And then if, let's say I would be preaching in the pulpit, I would tell them the truth. Well, I would only last maybe one or two servants before they would come and hound me down for mm-hmm. preaching the truth. See, I would be compatible to that system.
That's right.
Because you and I, we've trained ourselves to live by the Word of God. Because it says here, man shall not live by word, by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And like I say, over the years, you and I, we have trained ourselves to live by that word. And mm-hmm. we saw the corruption. And it was not compatible to what we believe, and to neither was it compatible to the Word of God. That Pope up there trying to tell us what to do, what to think, and completely contrary.
That's right. And I used to think going in to be a nurse, well, it's a good thing, but when you analyze it all, I always thought, you know, there's a lot of drugs involved. And mm-hmm. I would be promoting giving people drugs when mm-hmm. there's other means and ways, and it would go against my constitution, mm-hmm. you know. But that's the same way here, you know. You go and preach to these people, and there's a lot of things that are contrary to the word when you will take it to the scripture. Yeah. Living in that that whole hierarchy, it's a Nicolaitan spirit, mm-hmm. and that goes against your constitution of what the word of God says. You know that there is the Nicolaitan spirit is. God hates it.
Yeah, he said, and back to the church, first it was just a deed, first mm-hmm. they just talked about it. That's what the devil does. He comes in slowly, the first they talked about it, then they meditated on it, and eventually became a product, you know, mm-hmm. eventually it became a lifestyle, like that Nicolaitan thing. Because the Bible says that Nicolaitan, that I notice you hate that Nicolaitan that I hate too, you know. Mm-hmm. See, we couldn't go for that system. It's a Nicolaitan system. It's a papal system. It's built on Roman Catholicism. You go back in the Dark Ages, what the people, the Christians, had to go through fighting that Babylonian diabolical satanic system. Because, like I said the other day, they refused to get baptized in the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because back then it was right. They knew it was not of God. They knew Acts 2:38. Be baptized mm-hmm. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And then the early church, they refused that, and they had to go underground. Those that they caught, they butchered them and slaughtered them, took the children and gave them to the state. They went through literal hell. That's back right. there. Mm-hmm. Because they opposed that water baptism and the title of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And here they're doing it wholesale. Every year they go baptize their kids. It's not of God. It's of the devil. And like I say, they live by the word of God. They took the word of God very serious. But here, Satan has lulled human race and to sleep. And then they got these servants. And like I keep saying, these servants, they're so corrupted already. There's nothing valid in there. They give you half-truths. And they don't tell you about the day and hour we're living mm-hmm. in. And I keep repeating it. I told them, take these servants out in the middle of the yard and put a match to it. Because they have absolutely no benefit for the day and hour we're living in. Because we're living in reality. We know exactly where we're living in time. And you only got 3 more years to make up your mind. If you don't turn around and burn them up and do exactly what we say here, and then you put your PA system and you put these messages on here, because they're not our messages. They come direct from the throne of God. Like here a few days ago, I woke up in the morning and gave me that scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And then he gave me a scripture here a few days back. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. The things we're saying there, we don't get these from a book, like pick up an old sermon book, or like the Brennamite, they just take a message book and then they preach on that. But see, we get our things direct from the Lord. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we get up in the morning. That's why we fast. That's why we pray, to keep ourselves sensitive, that when the Lord wants to talk to us, that we can hear His voice. And then what He does, what happens then, my words will not return void. All we got to do when we hear from the Lord, we have a conversation on it, and these words that we say now, they go into the heavenly realm, because He said, my words will not return void. They come from heaven, we happen to pick them up, and then we happen to just put it out there, and then they'll not return void. The angels, they take it, and they transmit it to the principalities, and he goes to the prince and the powers in the heavenly realm, mm-hmm. because the Bible says the church of the living God will show to the principalities and the powers in the unseen world the manifold wisdom of God. That's all we're doing. We're just following that stream, and we're telling people where we're living in time. We're just here right before the closing out of the Satan's 6,000 years reign. He was given only 6 days to do his dastardly thing. And God can't. God comes down, and it's by faith now that you follow the Lord via the scriptures, gave us His word, how we can make it through the jungle, that through the demonic forces that we're surrounded with, then we can make it. And we're sober, we're vigilant, and we try our level best. We do what the Lord tells us to do. Mm-hmm. Like back in the early 90s, He told me to go up and expose that Hutterite spirit for what it is. It's not about the people. You might think we hate the people because I had to go against my dad, I had to go against my father-in-law, I had to go against all these people. Just like Gideon, he had to go up against his dad when he went, that angel told him, go get rid of your dad's altars. He knew he was going to luck horse with his dad and with the priest at the end of that hour, but he had to fear God. He had to do what the Lord told. And here's the same thing. I had to go up and expose that thing, and before I could expose it, the Lord told me, you have to give me everything, because when you work for me, they'll come and they'll take everything away from you, because word after word, word for word, pretty much a year later, my father-in-law stood in the doorway there. You don't recant. You know what they did? That's what they did back in the Dark Ages. They got these Christians to recant. Some of them did, some of them didn't. And they say, here's the same thing. If you don't recant as if tomorrow morning you got no wife, you got no children, you got nothing, you don't even have a name, you're just a number.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I said, you'll do what the Lord allows you to do. And if you do it, it'll be for my benefit. Mm-hmm. But I've decided to follow Jesus, and I'm not turning back. See, I decided to follow that word of God, and we're here because we follow the word of God, and we're still maintaining it, and we're still bound and determined to make it true, because I read it back in the Bible time. Like we've saturated ourselves with the word of God over the years. I'd get up 6 o'clock in the morning. I was single then, so I had a lot of time on my hand to read the Bible. I'd get up 6 in the morning and read the Bible, and that way I could saturate myself. Well, like the Spirit of the living God was waking me up to get myself saturated with the Word of God. And if you do that, eventually you want to live by the Word of God. That's why our delight, the things we say and do, they're not compatible to the world, because the world wants to live by the flesh. The world wants to live by, it's pure, practically Satanism. That's how the world wants to live. And we decided we want a world live by the word of God. That's why we're like outcasts. We're kind of we're looked down as kind of crazy, mm-hmm. because we decided one day to live by the word of God. Mm-hmm. The only crime we committed, the reason they put us in the out, because you and I, we decided we want to live by the word of God, and that's why we're here where we are. Mm-hmm. But we intend to make it true. Like I say, I read it where there was 600,000. That 600,000 left Egypt that were 18 or 20 and over. There's about 2 million that left, but there were 600,000 that had reached the age of accountability. And only two out of those 600,000, only 2 make it into the promised land, Joshua and Caleb. And the rest, they fell by the wayside. And I intended, back then when I read, I intended I wanted to be one of those two. That's how bound and determined you got to be. But you got to realize, you got to face reality. If you're bound and determined to make it, it's going to cost you everything. Like Jesus said, no man will have left home and children and all that. If you're not willing to leave everything behind, you're not worthy to be my disciples. And then he goes on to say, if you don't hate your father and your mother and your wife and your children, they cannot be my disciples. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you literally hate them. That's the language that God is trying to get out. You hate what they do. You hate what the devil will do and what the devil will use. He'll use those of your household and they will become your biggest foe. You got to have a sense of balance, and you got to weigh everything out with the scriptures. Like I say, you don't go hating people, because it says, we just sang that song, which is supposed to have love and brotherly love. There's nobody in this world that we take time out to hate. We don't agree with what they're doing.
That's right.
I don't agree with the politics of everything. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with these preachers. I don't agree with that Leonard from Delta or that Joe from Cyprus, and I call them thugs because they're controlled by Satan. But it's not that I hate them. I hate that spirit that's on them.
Right.
They're giving themselves over to that demonic spirit of control, like a Nicolaitan spirit. I don't hate the people. I just hate what they're doing, and I can't agree with them. I'm not compatible with it.
No, it's not. And this might sound very, people will not like it when we say that, but that organized religion, that Hutterite system, the Mennonite system, the Amish system, these organized religions, there is no room for Christianity in there. Because I want to read you something here just to let you know. Here in John 10, starting at verse 24, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long do you make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which give them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And when the Lord saved me on the colony when I was 21 years old, I was down and out. I saw no future in that Hutterite system because there is no room for Christianity there. And I was out walking, and as I was walking, a man stopped by. And he started to talk to me about the gospel, and that was one of the scripture he read to me. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which give them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. See, when his sheep, I heard his voice that day. I heard the voice of Jesus when I heard him going over those scripture that he went over the gospel with me and prayed with me. It had to be somebody else. It wasn't somebody from the colony. You know, isn't that a sad situation that you go to church every single day, and there's nothing, there's no life-giving substance. That's why we say sermons that are 600 years old, steeped in their religion and in their tradition, has no room for Christianity. And it had to be, as I was walking out on the road there, I was down and out. I saw no future. And the Lord let this man come by my way and talk to me about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the gospel, and that my sheep hear my voice. I heard his voice that day, you know, and that followed me on a journey to find his righteousness and his word, you know, and the word of God, and that the word of God is in his, in the righteousness for our day and hour. Mm-hmm. That's where you find it. You don't find them 600 years ago, because it needs to be in your day and hour, and that's why we talk about the ministry of Brother Brennan, because that was the Laodicea Church, our message that we needed to have in this day and hour. And Brother Jackson, then we're just continuing on to speak what God has done, and to make sure that people, that it doesn't go to sleep, that it's alive and ignited, and it doesn't die out.
That's why we keep saying, take your servants, take them out in the middle of the yard, and call everybody together, put gas on there, give them a match and burn them up, because they are no value for the day and hour we're living in. And then when you're done burning them, take this here message, this is not our message, this is the current message for the day and hour we're living, and put it into your PA system and let people listen to it around the clock, because you only have just very short time to turn your life around and to listen what God has been doing in these closing days of time. Like we keep saying, it's the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. God raised us up to hold on to the things that we've been given to the church here to lead us in. We're trying to do a good job at it. As far as I'm concerned, we're doing a pretty good job at it. Not that I want to brag or anything like it. We're just doing our job. That's all we've ever done. We did our job, and we did it to the best of our ability. And here again, we're doing our job, and we're doing it to the best of our ability. And we're telling people the gut-wrenching truth for the day and hour we're living in. And we told you the other day, whenever it was, that just up the road here, they can do it voluntarily. Like these preachers, they can do it voluntarily, what we're saying. What we're saying. They can take these sermons, burn them up, and they can take this website here and put it on their PA system and let it go round and round, because if they don't do it voluntarily, just up the road here, there's coming this hour, just in 3 years from now, where the day of the Lord kicks in, before the day of the Lord kicks in, They see Jesus coming back, and they see him, and then they'll say, to the rocks fall on us, and to the mountains cover us from him that's coming back to rule and reign. And before, and they're not going into that millennial land. Mm-hmm. They'll just say to the rocks to fall on us. But we're doing here, we're putting it out there so they can do something before that day appears. Because there's no stopping the Lord once that judgment day comes. Just like back in the days of the flood. They didn't listen to Noah. That flood came and took them all away. Mm-hmm. And there's the same thing. Everybody talks about the judgment day of the Lord. The whole Bible is full of the judgment day of the Lord. Way back in Isaiah, way back in Jeremiah, they talk about that day. Way back in the days of Joel, and all these prophets, they prophesy about the day of the Lord. It hasn't happened yet. It's just coming up the road here, where the mountains the planet will rock to and flow like a drunk man. And it's just up the road here, and people, they go down the road of life callously, and they can see, if they only open up their eyes, if they only switch the news on, how God is using Donald Trump to get rid of these dictators, how we got rid of that guy in Venezuela, first-class dictator, how he's working over in Iran to get rid of these dictators. And it's coming down, and it's going to hit the colony, because these preachers are just first-class dictators. Everything that they think they have, that power over the people, they think it's got to go through their fingers, because it's become a customary way of life. They're so brainwashed that they think it's supposed to be that way. But see, you and I, we've allowed ourselves to be taught by the Word of God, and that system was not compatible with the Word of God. And that's why we're speaking so plain and because we do not want these people to go to hell, to be seeds of the mountains fallen. Because believe you me, what I'm saying is 100% the truth. Up here, just up the road here, if they don't turn around, and if they don't do what we're saying here, if they don't plug this thing into their PA system and have it go around the clock so people can get themselves to be informed. It's not our work. It's just something that the Lord has given us, and these closing days of time, like I was saying the other day, there was nobody on planet Earth that did more for the human race back in the day. You gotta see about back in the day that Jesus Christ did in his hour. And then on it goes, right out to the greatest age, all these church messengers, they did everything that God wanted them to do for the hour that they're living in. And here Brother Brennan comes in on the church here to live. There's nobody that has done more for the world and for Christianity than Brother Brennan. Because he brought a message from the Lord. He didn't think up, he didn't go to a seminar. He was just a hillbilly with a grade 8 education, maybe even just a grade 5. But he did things that God wanted them to do. And the same with Brother Jackson comes on the scene. With a grade 8 education, he didn't go to no seminar. He just learned from the scriptures that he sought in the scripture. And he was that church, the continuation from Brother Branham. And he brought it out and he taught us what to do and what not to do. And here, then the Lord found you and I faithful to finish this product off, to finish off the thing. And you and I, we're the only two most important people on planet Earth right now, because we're telling people the truth. We're telling people exactly what they need to hear. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and its righteousness is and has always been the message for your day. There's nothing that you and I can muster up to be righteous before Lord, because we're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity, we come into this world speaking lie. There's nothing just like that song says, was bin ich, wenn es mich betrifft, ein abgrundvolles Hintergrund. There's nothing in the human being. He's nothing but a problem. He's nothing but a pain. That's all the human being is. And even Paul, he says, who's going to deliver me from this piece of garbage that I'm caught up in? And he said, I thank God for Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can tame that wild nature that each one of us has. So there's nothing in that you and I can produce. We got to get all our information from the Lord of glory. And here he's given us this assignment to hold on to the truth that's been given to the church age of Laodicea. And the rest, it doesn't matter. It's not fit for a dog to eat. It's nothing but tables of vomit, because when you go over and you find out, when that day of judgment comes, and you look back, what a waste of time it was. Listen to these 600-year-old sermons that were written for their hour. And then ever since then, they've been rewritten and perverted and polluted that there's nothing real in them anymore. Half-truths and things like that. Don't think the devil was just sitting back and not. He took these people that were writing this, sitting on their shoulder and just, don't put this in, put this in. And I heard them say with my own mouth, with my own ear, you know, they said, I rewrite these sermons, and I put in my own opinion on it. See, that's how the devil does it. These sermons, they're not fit. They're no good for the hour you're living in. And we're bringing something out here that's valid and that's true, and all you got to do is listen to what we're having to say, and if you don't, that day of judgment will come anyway, whether you believe it or not, just like it was in the days of Noah, just like it was in the days of Lot. Just because they didn't believe it, that didn't say, that didn't stop the Lord, because God has the final say so and everything. And he's got a day set when he's going to have that judgment day set. The judgment day is coming. And then it's just that simple. To you and I, that's not something strange. It's not something new, because that's all we've done all of. We have tried our level best to live by the Word of God. And many times we miss it, like the song says. I'm bound and determined to make it true. Even if I fall, I'll get up and dust myself off and continue on. And that's just the way it is. And, we're trying our level best to tell people the truth.
Right.
Like I say, we're the only two people. The most important thing that we're doing, the most important two people on planet Earth right now, because we're telling people the truth. We're telling how you can get away from being sick, from that cancer thing. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added on to you, because you can put your trust in Jesus. He'll make sure if you put your trust in his word, he'll see to it that you're going to have an expected end. Just like with you and me. There's nothing that he withholds from us. He's actually even doing better than we would imagine. We would have never went and bought an electric car, but the Lord moved on us to go buy an electric car, because he wants to bless us, because he wants to run true to form, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what we did. The kingdom of God is lived in you. The kingdom of God is that born again experience. You got to be sold out 100% to the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to commit your ways to him, and then the righteousness for your day is the message for your day. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and our righteousness, not our righteousness, because our righteousness is like a filthy rag. You gotta tap in what's his righteousness. His righteousness is and has always been the message for your day. And if you can only plug in to this here truth, you're gonna find exactly what he did for us, he'll do for you. And just that simple. I can't make it any simpler, because it's worked for us over the years. Look how good the Lord has been to us. Better than, like I say, better than we could have been to ourselves. I went out there over to the dealership kind of sometime back looking for a car, see what's available. I like diesels and things like that. So I saw the diesel half ton and just driving around looking and kind of looking around. If I ever buy something, I'd probably buy a diesel in here. The Lord comes on. We went down to the Sobeys where there's a church, and there's this lady pulled in with a Tesla car. And the Lord began to move on us to show us what, to kind of turn our attention not over to the Ford dealership, not over to the Chevy dealership, not wanting to buy a diesel pickup. We completely took our attention and put our attention towards the electric car. And then we asked around, and then we driving around town, and we seen this Tesla car. So we stepped in and talked to the man and about the Tesla car, how he likes it. Oh, he couldn't stop talking about it. Then he took it out for a test drive. And bit by bit, the Lord kind of turned our attention away from these diesels and these gas jobs, and they directed our attention towards an electric car.
A few days later, we had
one sitting in the driveway.
And he spoke to me after we left that place where that guy gave us a ride. He spoke to me, the Lord. Come on, you guys. You're lagging behind. Get with the program. And that's kind of a funny feeling you get when you're lagging behind, when God wants to bless you, and you're lagging behind. And then, the next thing we know, we had a Tesla car, and it's been a great vehicle for us. Like, for some people, it might not be the best, but for us, God knows our needs better than we know them ourselves, and He's able to meet our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. And He's done that all our lives because we seek first that kingdom. We sought His word, and we believed His word, and He led us in every journey. Every door that He opened was via the word of God that He opened in our lives, like the ministry of Brother Branham. That was a major door that opened in my life because I was hungry and searching for something deeper. And then that door opened and I walked in, and I didn't care what anybody said. I just was so overjoyed with what I was hearing and what God was doing for me. And then He brought me to Brother Jack's, and then that's where I said, I found what I've been looking for. This is what I've been looking for all my life. I knew that I found it. Sometimes you're looking for something, you know you're searching for something, but you don't know what. But you know when you will come to it, that you will know you found it. Amen. And that's exactly what happened here. When I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, I knew I had found what I was looking for. My soul, my spirit said, I found what I've been looking for.
A few weeks ago, I couldn't sleep, and I'm just up tossing and turning, and the Lord brought to my attention that Joe Mandel, I kept saying, like we'd be talking here time and time again, and He reminded me of that Joe Mandel when he had it out of the body experience. We're talking about the experience he had. He couldn't get into heaven. They wouldn't let him know. They wouldn't let him in. And he made all kinds of excuses. I worked in the colony, and he asked, what's the colony? The colony's got nothing to do with heaven. And they wouldn't let him in. And he begged and he pleaded, and that he's going to go back and tell the people, the Hutterite, that thing that we're in is not real. Just like that rich man, he begged and he pleaded that Abram would send somebody back in his father's house to tell him about that. There's a horrible place that he's in, to warn his brothers. And here Abram told him, they got Moses and the prophet. They got the word of God. And here the same thing with that Joe Mandel. He came back and he could not convince, he could not get anybody to jump and go on his venture. In fact, they did everything he can to snuff out that thing, because the Bible says that Abram said, even if somebody did come back from the dead, it wouldn't do any good. He got Moses and the prophets, and I found out that to be 100% true, their dad, he came back from the dead, and he went around from place to place telling people, that's not it. And I went down, once I found his ear truth, for the day that Joe Mandel would have found it, if he would have put his life on the line, I had to put my life on the line, because for 15 years, that thing was ringing in my ear. There's not, you're working here in this colony, but at the end of the day, you got nothing. You're just wasting your time. And then I got so desperate, I said, Lord, there's got to be something out there somewhere. I'll get in my car and I'll just drive until I can't drive no more. God saw the seriousness, and He gave me a vision, and He told me with His wife, go out to Vancouver, and then He showed me the vision of a building, and then 2-3 months later, I was right in the parking lot of that building, that Gloverdale Bible Way, and there I saw the building that the Lord gave me back 2-3 months prior to that, in that vision, and I went to church there, and I found out exactly what that Joe Mandel would have found. The ministry of Brother Branham wanted to preach out there. And that's exactly 100% right. All we're doing now, we're trying to go, everything that we had to go through, we're trying to wake up a lost and dying world. We tie it together with that Joe Mandel. We're tying it together with me desperately saying, Lord, there's got to be something somewhere. And here we got it. You don't have to go out and go through every religious hellhole that we went through to find it. You just simply have to believe and plug in what we're telling you here. And if you don't, you're just going to end up a casualty along the road of life. And you embrace it and you do what we say here, you're going to have an expected end. You're going to end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And just that simple, we can't make it any simpler, because we know exactly what we went through. And if these people, like I say, these preachers, they can do come in voluntarily, and if they don't come in voluntarily, they'll be about that group of people where it says the kings of this world and the leaders and the preachers and all these people, they will stand and say to the mountains, fall on us and to the mountains, hide us from him that's coming back. Just that simple, the judgment day of the Lord. But right now, they can take an exedra. They can put that behind them, and they can, all they have to do is to believe what we're trying to tell them here. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we give you thanks, Lord, that through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, we've learned to trust in God. Through it all, we've learned to depend upon your word, Lord. And it's your word that has led and guided our lives to where we are today. And we just want to give you thanks. And we just want to present it to the people, Lord, that whoever so believes, Lord, they can be partakers of that divine glory that you've shared in this hour of time. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.